AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Pakistan say at least 44 people have been killed in a suicide bombing in a crowded mosque inside a police compound. The AP's Riazat Bhutt has details.
The attacker was able to get into a walled compound, which was part of the police headquarters and is located in a high security zone with other government buildings. He was among the worshippers when he detonated the vest, and the force of the blast was such that it caused the roof of the mosque to collapse.
Most of the casualties were police officers. It's not clear how the bomber was able to slip into the walled compound. Classes are in session again today at the school in Virginia, where a six-year-old student shot and wounded a teacher. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
Rich Neck Elementary School in Newport News opened its doors more than 3 weeks after the January 6th shooting. There is stepped-up security and a new administrator, as nervous parents and students expressed optimism about a return to the classroom. Several marked and unmarked police cars were at the school as teachers arrived. One woman carried flowers into the building. A spokeswoman for the school district says two metal detection systems have been installed. The teacher who was shot and hospitalized is now recovering at home. I'm Shelley Adler.
Fighting remains largely deadlocked in eastern Ukraine, where Ukraine says Russian shelling killed five civilians over the past day as the warring sides sized up their needs for renewed military pushes expected in the coming weeks. Russia's embassy in North Korea says the country has eased stringent epidemic controls in the capital Pyongyang that were placed there during the past 5 days to slow the spread of respiratory illnesses. President Biden is headed to Baltimore to visit an aging rail tunnel that's slated to be replaced with help from the bipartisan infrastructure bill he signed in 2021. The Baltimore and Potomac Tunnel Project is expected to cost $4 billion. This is AP News. The Memphis Grizzlies held a moment of silence for Tyree Nichols prior to their game yesterday. Nichols died 3 days after he was beaten by Memphis police officers during a traffic stop.
Fellow Memphian, we share in the pain being felt throughout our community and have faith in this city and our power to heal.
Grizzlies guard Tyus Jones saw the video of the traffic stop.
It's tough to see, obviously tough to stomach and a tough watch.
He says the feeling that stood out for him was anger.
And that's not supposed to happen. And then just for the city of Memphis to go through it. Memphis is my home.
Grizzlies coach Taylor Jenkins says the video is beyond disturbing.
It's an embarrassment of, humanity. You got to just call it, straight up what it is.
Jenkins says words can't be enough. It's got to be action, a change of behaviors. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.